I'm ready whenever. Wait a minute. Hey, what's going on, y'all? You're listening to Sidewave on Pangan Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. It's DJ Frequency. Stick with me and I'll raise the volume while you raise your vibe. You feel me? I got a guest, special guest, for here for the third show in a row since we're over here in quarantine. You know, we're together, so... got my boy James Bailey Smith.
Good evening.
What it do?
Good morning.
Yeah. So, you know, we're about to get ready and talk about today. So, first of all, quarantine day. I don't even know day what.
Today was day 28 without basketball.
Day 28 without basketball.
Yes, I saw that today.
Really?
Aside from that,
that's crazy.
I would honestly say probably then it's probably day 25 of quarantine, I think.
Day 25. Wow.
Something like that. We've been in this now for almost a month. Almost a month. Right. I've kind of lost track.
That's crazy. We've been doing our thing though, you know.
We've been doing the thing.
I hope everybody's been making the big jump, you know.
Yeah,
they know themselves a little bit. So we have, feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Good job, boy.
Yeah,
you know?
Again.
Yeah. So we just gave each other a high five, and, you know, I went low, he went high. It was awkward. Happened earlier today, and just happened again. So, but anyways, back on track. So,
that's funny.
Last time we talked... was it about rap music, right? Talked a little about
favorite rap music.
Yeah. Hip hop music, I'm sorry. And today we're gonna talk about throwbacks, you know. Throwbacks, any type, you know, that make you feel nostalgic the most. For me, throwbacks are the best, and I've always loved them, and my friends always knew me for playing throwbacks all the time, because I loved them so much. And then it wasn't until I went to college, or maybe senior year in high school, that I really got on like real mainstream music. Because yeah. I was always listening to throwbacks, bro. But yeah, take on throwbacks. How you feel about them? Or?
I like throwbacks. I find myself listening to throwbacks a good amount. Like something, I'll see something, or I'll be in a place that reminds me of something, and I'll just go back to different types of music that I listened to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So I don't know if you have any like artists that you enjoy listening to a lot when you're like, you know, young age. Early 2000s.
I liked Usher.
Of course.
Yeah, I liked Usher a lot.
You like Nelly?
Nelly was okay.
Yeah.
I only liked a couple songs. I liked Just a Dream a lot.
Just a Dream was
that really was good. Like my first like, oh yeah, this song makes me puts me in my feels a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Rihanna.
Rihanna is fire, bro.
Rihanna, bro, is pretty fire. She had all that stuff slapping back in the day.
Yeah, I really used to listen to Rihanna. There's a video of me like trying to hit a high note, and Jake has. It's really cool. But they still laugh at it because I didn't really hit that high note really well.
Chris, I believe that you.
I tried.
Crushed that high note,
dog. Listen, I really love your faith in me, but I did not.
That's okay.
but yeah. So we're gonna go ahead and name a couple familiar artists to get you knowing the time period, and like when we're talking about throwbacks, what makes us personally feel attached to it. So you got Nelly, Rihanna, Drake, Akon, and Justin Timberlake.
Akon is fire.
And it was also, was Justin Timberlake in NSYNC?
Yeah, he was.
He was, okay. So yeah, we have NSYNC as a group. You know, we got Backstreet Boys, who my mom used to always listen to. I don't know why, it's really a throwback for...
The crazy thing is like, people still listen to like these, some of their songs.
Really?
Like,
are they still making today. Music?
No, like not the... I don't know who's still making music out of all these people still. Mm-hmm. But we're still playing like their hits and stuff today.
Really?
Like constantly, bro. Like all the time. You hear the Backstreet Boys stuff all the time.
See, like I don't listen to Backstreet Boys enough to really like... Just if I hear it, I wouldn't know it. You feel me?
Oh, okay. So, or like cool, like, NSYNC, like Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, NSYNC. Definitely. Bye Bye Bye.
You hear that shit all... You hear that all the time.
You're good, you're good.
So it's like... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah, I know, I for sure know, like, NSYNC and stuff. Backstreet Boys, my mom, like, there was actually, like, a little game I remember that was in my grandma's house when I was staying there for a while.
Yeah.
There was a game, like, a little game closet. It was about the Backstreet Boys. Never opened it. Never cared to open it.
Interesting.
But it was always there, and it's just a weird memory that I have about the Backstreet Boys. But then we got Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is fire. Alicia Keys is good.
Alicia Keys' music is just... Like, she just has such an angelic voice, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Baby Bash.
Never heard of Baby Bash.
Baby Bash is... Sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how
is
you
that
get
his
so
only song, or no. Is
mine ain't like a cyclone?
That's him too.
That's him too.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. I didn't even know who that was. I didn't know that name.
Mm-hmm. I bet you know this next name I'm about to say. T-Pain.
Oh yeah, T-Pain. T-Pain's great, yeah, dude. He won the Masked Singer, that show on TV. Have you ever heard of that?
Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm. So there's basically like these people, right, and celebrities and whatnot, and they're in these like costumes, like crazy eccentric costumes, and they sing, and the judges try to guess who's in the suit, and he won because he sings so well, and nobody knew that it was him, because he only uses auto-tune, so everyone was like, holy, holy, blah, 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 blah. It's T-Pain.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, because that dude can sing.
Yeah, T-Pain, see, like...
That dude's nice.
I didn't know he could sing until... It was probably senior in high school. I saw some video where he was singing, like, the national anthem or something, bro. I was like, wait a minute. Like, this is an idol, dude. He's still, like, really making it happen. But, real quick. I do this every show. And... I need to shout out my girl DJ Coach on her show that comes on right after mine, 4 p.m. every Wednesday, Competitive Edge, where she's going to tell y'all all about the different sports and give you details on how these sports are played and, you know, like how big they are and all the info you can get. And she don't give it to you, feel me? So go ahead and check that out, 4 o'clock every Wednesday. Real quick, we're going to go to a quick break before we get started on showing you these songs. So go ahead and take a little break. This is DJ Frequency, and you're listening to Soundwave on Pangar Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. I'll see y'all in a couple minutes. Thank you. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Soundwave on Panga Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu, FM 102.3. It's DJ Frequency. Stick with me, and I'll raise your volume while you raise the vibe. I'm here with my boy James, you feel me? We about to start talking about some throwback songs. If he wasn't here with us earlier, you feel me?
Yeah.
Basically just gonna throwback. You know, it's basically a lot of R&B and old rap and stuff like that. It's pretty much our favorites. You guys can have your own throwback, whether it's country, you know what I'm saying? I know James got a wide variety of throwback songs, you know, that he likes to listen to. And I don't know if you want to talk about any of it, you know. I'd love to hear it. I really enjoy the stories.
Well, I mean, every song has a meaning to it, man. You have different memories and stuff like that. So there was a time in my life where I was into like heavy metal, and you wouldn't be able to tell that because I'm half black. So there was this time where I would have heavy metal on my phone. It made no sense, but now I don't listen to it. But I look back on it and I'm like, oh, that was kind of good still. Just because I remember it and I'm fond of it. And it's really cool.
Yeah, so a couple days ago, I had to go up to school because it's quarantine. They shut down the school, so I get all my stuff out of my dorm. And James came with me on the ride up, listened to a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of music. A lot of throwbacks, which is what inspired us to change out a regular type of genre to something like this, because it was just something we felt so strong about in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know what? This is going to be the genre of the next radio show. So
we're doing it.
We are doing it.
And it's happening.
100%. So, but anyways, let's get back on track. I'm going to name my favorite artist. For throwbacks, you can name yours if you can really think of any, because it's kind of a weird topic, you know what I'm saying? But my favorite artists are Nelly, T-Pain, and Justin Timberlake.
Okay. I would have to agree with you on T-Pain and on Justin Timberlake. Rihanna.
I knew it was coming.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's fire.
And there's one more I'm forgetting, but I'll probably think of it later in the show.
I'm sure you will.
I'll probably just scream it.
Pop in.
It'll be confusing. It'll be confusing for a second.
That's funny. So. Well, since you like Rihanna so much, we're going to go ahead and play Rihanna's song for you.
Beautiful.
And I know it's one of your favorites. I want you to guess which one I have written down for you.
Is it Disturbia?
Wow. I knew it.
Yep. That's the one.
So for our first song of the day, you guys can sit back, relax, and listen to about 4 minutes of some more nostalgic greatness.
Speak about it. I'm alive, I'm my head, don't wanna think.
That was Disturbia.
I love that song, bro.
You gonna go ahead and
it's so spill good.
Your heart out
it's
real
just
quick?
So good. I mean, I just don't even. I mean, it's just so good. I don't know.
I agree, bro.
It's so catchy, and it's like, I don't know. Just don't get old.
When did this song, like, how
like
old is this song?
2007, I think.
Wow.
13 That's years crazy, ago? Bro. That's crazy.
13 years
13
ago.
Years ago.
Bro, we're 22.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wow. 13 years ago. It feels like those memories were yesterday.
Exactly.
Because I think about them so much.
Exactly.
I guess I think about all these memories, bro. That's why I deleted my pictures a while ago. But anyways, doesn't matter. So, Disturbia, James loves that song. There's another song that I want to play for him. This one's by Justin Timberlake. Can you guess this one?
So, it's either Summer Love or it's What Goes Around Comes Back Around.
Indeed it is. It's the second one.
Hype.
That boy knows his stuff. So we're going to go ahead and play that. Then you're going to talk a little bit about that one after. So y'all can, once again, go ahead and sit back, relax, and listen to this song. This song is a little bit longer, but still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let me paint this picture for you, baby. Yo. You spend your nights alone, and he never comes home. And every time you call him, all you get's a busy tone. I heard you found out that he's doing to you. But you did to me, ain't that the way it goes? When you cheat, girl, my heart beat, girl. So it goes without saying that you left me feeling hurt. Just a classic case, it's a scenario. Tell us all this time, girl, you got what you deserve. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. But girl, that ain't somebody with a lot of sympathy. See,
what goes around comes back around.
I thought I told you.
Okay, so since the rest of that sounded like it was going to be a little repetitive and it was already a long song, I cut it a little short. But that is not to take away that song was amazing.
Yeah, that is a long song.
I've never heard that song before, but I really did like it.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first time I heard that song.
So, did you know that he wrote that song about Britney Spears?
Really?
Yeah, because he dated Britney Spears and they broke up because she cheated on him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know with who?
I don't know. I just know that he wrote that song, and then he wrote Cry Me a River.
Cry Me a River. That was about her, too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Cry Me a River is a fire song.
It's fire.
Yeah, but they're
both
the
about
Britney
Spears. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. But yeah, I like Justin Timberlake in general. One of the songs I'll play today is going to be by him. But how you like? What is there anything like special that comes back, like comes to you about that Justin Timberlake song we just played, or?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Does that song like does it bring anything home for you, or do you remember when you first heard that song? I just like to hear about it.
I heard it on the radio on 94.7 The Wave.
Really?
Yeah.
94.7 The Wave.
I was like, this is pretty cool. I like this. I like the beat. And then from then on, I kind of just listened to it. Okay. I already liked Justin Timberlake from what it was, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah. When I first heard about Justin Timberlake, I didn't know he was like... I didn't know he was in, like, groups. Like, I didn't know it was, like, NSYNC. Like,
dude, I didn't know he was that huge. Like, I didn't know he was that big of a person. But he's pretty big.
Yeah. I remember seeing him on Saturday Night Live. And he did this, like, plastic surgery bit.
Mm.
And, like, he like, basically dressed up as, like, this, like, basically, like, this thing, like, looks like plastic surgery, basically. It's, like the little plastic things. That basically go on like women.
Yeah, yeah.
He was dressed as one of those, and then he was next door, like he was basically like the mascot trying to like sell the company. And next door was a weightlifter, and he was dressed as like a weight, a little 10-pound weight, and they're like competing against each other because like they're fighting for like either plastic surgery or whatever. And he would like imitate like he did like a plastic surgery remix like a bunch of like songs. He did like a Katy Perry song, like
wow.
Or whatever. It was really funny. Anyways,
I remember from Justin Timberlake on SNL, him doing the Mother Lover song.
The Mother Lover song.
I'm a mother
song.
Lover, you a mother lover.
That
we
song.
Love each other's mothers.
Love each other's mothers. Yeah, dude,
that's an Alzheimer. That's
Alzheimer,
a good one.
Bro. That was, I remember that too. That was crazy. That was like the most uncomfortable thing to like listen to with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
But I watched it anyway because, you know, my dad.
Why not?
Anyways, let's move on to the next song. The The song that I have is Dilemma by Nelly, and that song for me, actually in high school, was a big part, because there was a girl that I liked and it was in a similar situation as the song, so you know, it just connects. But I'm not going to go into detail about that. You know, it's high school, doesn't matter. But Dilemma. That was Dilemma by Nelly.
Great song.
Yeah, Nelly for me is a big throwback dude, bro. I swear. Mm-hmm. Hot in Here.
Hot in Here is a really good song.
Hot in Here was ridiculous, bro. That was like a song. I didn't even know who Nelly was. I just knew that Hot in Here was fire. Like, all music sounded the same to me back then. Like, I feel like. Because Ignition by R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Like, that. Like, I thought, like, that song and... what song we're just talking about with Nelly?
Hot in Here.
Hot in Here. I thought that was the same person.
Really?
For a while. Like, I had no clue because I didn't know artists like that.
Just a Dream by Nelly is...
Just a Dream is fire.
It's so sad.
It is, but it's such a, like, good song. What's another Nelly song? I feel like there's more.
Did you say Ride With Me?
No, Ride With Me. That's the one that... Because that was, like, kid-friendly. So every, like, school was playing that song for, like, the recent stuff, I feel like. Yeah, you know, not much else to say about Nelly, you know, that's like everybody know about him.
Yeah.
Hot in Here, like, I feel like the whole world, even like the people younger than us know about Hot in Here.
Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
It's kind of crazy. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to the very last song, you know what I'm saying? But before we do, we're going to take a quick, like, 2 minute break, and then we'll be right back, play the last song, talk a little about it, then we got a couple things I want to talk to James a little bit, and we'll talk to you guys on our opinions on such things. So go ahead, we're gonna sit back, take 2 minutes off. This is DJ Frequency, and you're listening to Soundwave on Pinga Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. I'll see y'all in a little bit. Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to Soundwave on Pinga Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. It's DJ Frequency. Stick with me. I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe. I'm here with James.
What's going on?
We're here for the third time in a row. He's with me, and we always talking music because he liked music just as much as I do, and probably one of the few that I know personally that like it as much as I do. So, it's you and my boy Futz. You two out there, maybe Jay Will's up there too, but you know what I'm saying? So, it's cool. But basically, I said I was gonna play you guys a song, and that's what I'm gonna do. So, I'm gonna start with that. Thank you.
switching lanes, girl.
Summer Love by Justin Timberlake. That is by far my favorite Justin Timberlake song,
bro. I think that might be mine too,
bro. Like, it's so good. In and out, top to bottom, front to back, side to side,
front to back, side to side,
up to down. Nah, not gonna lie. That's the last way I can figure out. But yeah, thoroughly the whole song,
the whole thing,
amazing. Like, I don't know, it just makes me feel like.
Makes you feel like dancing.
Yeah, it does make you feel like dancing.
Makes me feel like getting out doing something.
Y'all didn't see, but because this is radio, but this boy James was over here, low key dancing in the chair.
I was trying, bro.
He's getting his money. He's over here getting his money. He wasn't full on dancing, but he was. You could tell he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just some dust. Justin Timberlake. That's always one that's gonna be a throwback and. Be nostalgic for me till the day I die, because my mom used to obviously listen to Backstreet Boys, she probably listened to NSYNC too, you feel me? So, you know, same type of vibe. But yeah, so like, what do you consider a throwback? Like, is there like a specific time range or anything like that? Or...
Anything before my junior year of high school, I think. would be considered a throwback. And I feel like because your mind begins to change when you're a junior. So, like, before that, I think, is my childhood being, that's when it's a throwback.
Okay.
So, if it's from, like, 2013 down, then it's a throwback. Yeah. I don't count anything in the 1990s to be a throwback, though, because I was too young. I'm not going to remember any of it.
Do you remember the first song you ever heard? Or remembered, anyway?
Honestly, I think it's this song called Soul Tattoo. It was this group called Plus One. It was like a Christian version of NSYNC that my mom used to play.
Hmm.
And she used to play that one for me all the time. And I used to know the songs. And that was probably the one that stuck out the most when I first heard it.
Hmm.
It was like 2001. I was about 4.
Wow. That's crazy. Huh. But real quick, because I know I want to get this in this last, because we're running out of time. But your favorite throwback artist. I want to know, like, different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like having guests on the show. Mm-hmm. I like seeing different perspectives of music and what other people see in it, not just me.
Favorite throwback artist. Probably Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, probably.
I feel that.
He was the only one that I remember having CDs for.
Wow, yes. I never had a CDs.
Uh-huh. I had the album with Suit and Tie. That album I had on, like, a CD of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. And yeah, I think his music resonates with me a lot. I like it a lot. I think it's really fun. I think it's a good time.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, bro. I mean, we just listened to him, but
I think the fact that we both pick songs by him means that he's really good, too.
Yeah, just know that this is obviously coming from two music experts, you know what I'm saying? So, you already know.
You already know what the deal is.
Song, anything we play is going to be fire. Anything you guys play and enjoy is going to be fire, because that's the beauty of music. It's all about perspective. And if you like it, you like it. That's why there ain't no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And showing, don't worry about it. If they don't like the music that you're playing, who cares? It's music that somebody's going to like and you like it. So, you know what I'm saying? Just like your music and listen to your music.
And enjoy. You know?
Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Because it's there for your enjoyment. So you might as well. That's something in life you can always enjoy because it's something that you like. And nobody can strip that from you. That's something you can have in your brain forever. You can memorize a song and you'll be able to perfectly picture it in your brain, bro. So that's why music is so great for me. He's definitely one of my favorite artists, but Nelly's probably top for me than Usher. It's hard for me to pick, bro. I don't know. Keisha Cole, you ever listen to Keisha Cole?
Keisha Cole,
she's a woman rapper.
Oh, no.
R&B.
I don't remember Keisha Cole.
Is fire. She has a song called Heaven Sent. She had a couple songs with Missy Elliott. No, let you go.
I don't think I've heard it.
You have to hear that sometime, bro. Another place, another time, I'll show you, not right now, because we already played our songs, you know what I'm saying? And we're here just to, you know, talk about the music. So, with all that being said, you know, it was a fun time, you know what I'm saying? Got to listen to a few throwback songs. I don't know if you have, do you have anything else to say? Up to you before we get out of here.
I think we said a good amount, man.
Yeah, man, like, me too.
Just keep your perspective.
Right.
Like what you like.
Yeah, like, don't let nobody judge you for the music. There's no judgment. It's just enjoy yourself with the music that you enjoy. You know what I'm saying? This is why we're going through every genre on this show. You know, you gotta respect all the genres, you feel me? So I'm gonna wrap this up. Unless you got something to say?
I don't have anything to say.
Nothing? Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank you guys for listening, and I'll be back next week to talk about a new genre with new songs and new artists. Tune in at 3 p.m. every Wednesday at radio.dominican.edu or FM 102.3. And my name is DJ Frequency. So next time I'm on here, I want you to stick with me. I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe. I'll catch y'all later. Peace.